With me right now is Hua Jiang, right in the middle of the American Society of Hematology meeting in San Diego. We're hooked up together online, but Hua, you are representing a company called SPH Biotherapeutics, your chief scientific officer, that's in Hong Kong. You've got some pretty exciting stuff about a new form of CAR T cell therapy. This specifically is in childhood B cell ALL. Tell me something about the background to this, first of all, please.
Oh, first, in our previous study, we use a co-infusion of individual CD19 CAR and 22 CAR in treatment of children BLL. But in that study, so we found an imbalanced expansion of CD19 CAR or CD22 CAR in vivo. So we thought there could be one of the major factors to impact the long-term prognosis for those patients. So we start to develop a construct called bicistronic. That means we use one vector to independently express two CAR, one CD19, another one a CD22 CAR. They carry its own co-stimulation signal.
So in theory then, you're getting all of the advantages of two different CAR T cell therapies. They're both of them hopefully highly effective. Tell me some of the background to this though, because you're dealing with patients who are relapsed or refractory and they have quite a tough time without these additional further therapies, don't they? They do have the possibility of stem cell transplantation.
Yeah, because you know, in the CD19 CAR treatment, so most people, most patients will relapse with CD19 negative. However, they also present of CD22, a molecule on these leukemia cells. So we could use two different target the same tumor cells. If they downregulate the CD19, our CD22 CAR still can kill those leukemic cells.
So tell me about the study. What did you do?
So in that study, so we enrolled about 343 patients, and we give them this bicistronic CD19-22 CAR T cell treatment. It turned out to we got about a 99.1% CR rate, and their 1 year event-free survival, we could reach to the 75.5%, and 1 year overall survival reached to the 93.5% survival.
In historical context, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very impressive.
How does it compare with single CAR T therapy for these patients?
So compared to the real world Kymriah, the Novartis product, we looks like we have better data in the real world.
What about the safety of this treatment?
Generally, it's very safe. So we usually have about half of these patients has a high grade CRS. And also we encounter about 16% ICANS for those patients treated. However, these are resolved quickly, usually within a day or weeks.
But the cytokine release syndrome is in fact an indication that the treatment is actually doing something, isn't it?
Yeah, they're doing something.
Have you got enough results now to start recommending this particular double-edged CAR T-cell therapy for patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia that's relapsed?
So because this is a very early stage study, so we're right now going to official phase one trial. So hopefully we can get more rig of the clinical data or funding from that.
What then would you say to cancer doctors all over the world now about this very fascinating new combination?
I think two CAR always better than one CAR in treatment, fighting with that cancer, to minimize this antigen escape of those tumor cells. So we can treat them, get a very good prognosis. Besides for the BLL, so the same CAR T can treat for adult non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as well. So we also initiate the phase one trial starting next year.
Can you tell me something about the practicalities for doctors doing this? You need to harvest the cells, don't you? And
Oh,
then you
yes.
need to engineer them. What happens,
Right.
in fact, and how easy is it to do?
How easy is just like other people does. We collect the blood. We do the ex vivo expansion. During the T-cell expansion, we use the lentivirus to transduce these lymphocyte, makes them in ex vivo expansion right after maybe a week or two. So we collect the cell and reinfuse back to the patient.
So, what is the practical message that you would send out to cancer doctors all over the world about your study and its findings and its preliminary conclusions?
I think a technology advance make a more choice for these standard of care of the therapies. So have more choice to choose from to treat those patients. The hope is there.
Hua Jiang, thank you very much for joining me from the American Society of Hematology meeting in San Diego. This is Peter Goodwin signing off for the Audio Journal of Oncology.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Study.
Oh, 我们这个 CD19 和 CD22 双靶点，那么治疗小儿难治复发的G 零非常有效，希望为我们的病人带来新的疗法。